高兴今天来到今年的最后一个主日。
Very happy that we are all here in the last Sunday of the year.
我也看到很多平常不在家的弟兄姊妹们都回来了。
I have seen that many of you who has returned from other places.
好不好？我要请一下，今天你平常不在天成教会聚会，可是这一次因着假期，你开车回来的，坐飞机回来的，坐船回来的，走路回来的，好不好？请大家，请你们举举手。站起来一下，好不好？我们大家欢迎你，我们能够回到家里一起敬拜。让我看看你们，耶！你看，这都是感谢主。好，还有大学生也都回来了 ，Andrew Vincent,
yes,
Gloria, yes. All right, 好，我们欢迎你们回来，这是你们的家。我们真是每次到了年底这种假期，我们都很盼望见到你们。
We are very happy. This is your home, and we welcome all of you back.
经过两年来，我在天成教会的主日一直都是以旧约中的福音为主题。
In the past 2 years, we have been preaching the gospel in the Old Testament as the main theme of our sermons.
虽然我不可能每一卷书都很仔细的讲，但是这两年来，我相信我已经把大部分的信息都摘要的有讲了一遍。
Even though it is not possible to go through every book of the Old Testament, but I believe we have come across most of the outlines of each book.
我们从创世纪、出埃及记到了约书亚记等等，我们一路的走过来。
We start from the book of Genesis through Exodus through the book of Joshua and all the way to the end of the Old Testament.
最后的这两个月里面，我们集中在讲大小先知书中的信息。
In the last two months, we concentrate on the prophets and the minor prophets.
我想我以前自己读圣经的时候，我读到先知书的时候，我真是觉得读不下去，讲来讲去都是那样子，很一直劝人悔改，而且很 boring 的信息。
Previously, when I read the books of the major prophets and the minor prophets, it is kind of like difficult to read because all they are saying is about repentance.
但是感谢主，这两年来也借着这个机会，让我自己把圣经里面去找出里面神的心意的时候。
Give thanks to the Lord in the past 2 years that I have been able to really understand the real message from God in these books.
我发现旧约不再是一个只是打打杀杀或者在那边劝人悔改又在那边哭泣的那种信息。
I discovered that the Old Testament is not just all about warfare and killings and repentance.
因为里面我发现充满了主的爱。
I really realized that there's so much love in all these books.
他对于不悔改的他的子民、他的百姓、他的那种伤痛，而且他把他的心都倾倒出来。
He really tells us about his grief, about his rebellious and unrepentant people.
有人说旧约里面的神是一个非常严厉的神。
A lot of people said the God of the Old Testament is a very stern God.
而到了新约的时候，我们看到耶稣基督带着神的慈爱来到了世界上。
In the New Testament, we see that Jesus brings the kindness and the love of God to the New Testament.
可是我也要请弟兄姊妹注意，旧约里面其实神那种慈爱的心意，远远的超过新约里面神向我们子民表达他的爱。
I wish to bring to your attention. That actually God's kindness and love is really superior in the Old Testament than the New Testament.
今天我要用旧约的最后一卷书《马拉基书》来跟弟兄姊妹彼此勉励。
Today I wish to encourage all of you from the last book in the Old Testament, the book of Malachi.
而且这个《马拉基书》，我要用整个旧约的最后的三节经文来做今年的结束。
And from the book of Malachi, I'm going to use the last 3 verses.To conclude our year's sermons.
不但为着今年的结束，而且我们要迎接明年马上来的年日。
It's not only to conclude the year, but we're going to welcome, we're going to receive the year 2011.
先知马拉西他活在主前差不多400多年的时间，他是旧约最后的一位先知。
Prophet Malachi is the last prophet in the Old Testament around the period 434 to 400 BC.
他生长的时代，传讲信时代是跟尼希米，就是回来重建圣殿的那个时代一起的。
He is a contemporary of the prophet Nehemiah in the rebuilding of the temple.
当时重建的圣殿已经建好了，祭司也已经恢复。
The temple has been rebuilt and the offering and sacrifices has been restored.
但是这些百姓的心并没有真正的回到主的面前。
But the passion of the heart of the people have not returned to the Lord.
他们不但彼此中间以诡诈来相待。
Not only did they treat each other with deceit,
而且他们在婚姻方面一直 也破坏了神的规矩。
They also disrupt the marriage sanctity of the Lord.
他们不把他们应该奉献的十分之一摆到神的家里。
They did not give their tithes to the storehouse of the Lord.
马拉基就是在这样一个情况之下，再一次向百姓传讲悔改的信息。
It is in such circumstances that the prophet Malachi conveyed the message of the Lord to the people.
在他的信息里面有一个很大的重点。
And there is a very important theme of his messages.
在第三章的第一节里面说到，万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面为你们预备道路。
In the chapter 3 verse. In the chapter 3, the Lord said, See, I will send my messenger, who will prepare the way before me.
你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的必快要来到。
Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come.
当我们今天读新约的时候，我们就知道这里讲的是什么。
When we read the first testament today, we know what the Lord is talking about here.
这里讲到施洗约翰要做主的先锋，要来到为主开道路，而且主耶稣基督要突然的就要降生在这个世界上。
It tells us about John the Baptist being the forerunner of Jesus Christ, and Jesus came to this earth suddenly.
这些话语，他在过了400年之后就实现了。
And 400 years after Malachi spoke.This is realized in the New Testament.
从马拉基最后的讲了这三节经文以后，一直到了耶稣基督降生，中间有400年，神没有再对百姓说话。
From the last 3 verses of the book of Malachi to the birth of Jesus Christ in the New Testament, there are a period of 400 years which God did not speak.
神一直在那里预备百姓的心，要等候时候满足的时候，他自己要降生到世界上来。
That was the time when God is preparing our heart to be right for the coming of Jesus Christ.
请我们打开马拉基书第四章，我们要读最后的三节。
Please turn your Bible to the book of Malachi, chapter 4, the last 3 verses.
马拉基书第四章的第四节到第六节这样说的：你们当纪念我仆人摩西的律法。就是我在何烈山为我以色列众人所吩咐他的律例典章。
Malachi chapter 4 verse 4-6. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel.
在第四节一开始的时候，他讲到了你们要回顾过去，我曾经借着我的仆人摩西所传讲给你们的话。
In verse 4, the Lord reminded us.That we have to look back at the time when he gave the law to his servant Moses.
第五节说，看啊，耶和华大而可畏的日子未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
Verse 5, See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes.
所以你看，不但第四节说到我们要回顾过去，第五节提醒我们要仰望未来。
So verse 4,tells us to look back, but verse 5 asks us to look to the future.
第六节，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
Verse 6, he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
在主再来的过去跟将来中间，我们活在世界上的人要做什么事情呢？
What do we people in the world do before the Lord comes back again?
因为父母跟子女中间的关系可能都已经变坏了，所以在这里劝导我们说，我们彼此的心要合在一起。
It is encouraging us that we should be in one heart because the hearts of the children and their parents may have been disrupted.
这是我们很快的，好像从字面上的意思，我们这样理解。
Perhaps on the surface, on the literal meaning of the words, we will understand this way.
但是我现在要用一点时间把这三节的经文，我们来稍微详细一点的来看。
But I would like to spend more time to explain in depth the actual meaning of these three verses.
首先第四节想到我们要回顾过去。
Verse 4 tells us to look back.
你们当纪念我仆人摩西的律法，就是我在何烈山为以色列众人所吩咐他的律例典章。
Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel.
所以这一节经文把我们带到了以色列百姓出埃及过红海在旷野的日子。
It brings us back to the time when the Israelites were led out of Egypt, past the Red Sea, the wilderness.
摩西劝导百姓说：“你要纪念当时神怎么样把你们带出埃及为奴之家的那一段日子。”
Moses reminds the people, "You have to remember the time when the Lord led you out of Egypt, out of slavery."
在旷野里面怎么样赐下玛拉，怎么样子在他们悖逆的时候击打磐石，让磐石出水。
In the wilderness, the Lord gave them manna, and during their rebellion, they gave them water by after striking the rock.
这些人领受了这些恩典，可是他们的心仍然悖逆神。
They received the grace, but they are still rebellious to the Lord.
他们到了迦南地，神的应许之地以后，竟然随从当地的恶俗去拜别的神。
When they enter into the promised land Canaan, they actually worship idols along with the people there.
一直到了最后，神一再的警告，这个以色列分裂了，北国、南国先后的被掳。
After warning, the nation was broken into north and south, and later actually went into captivity.
过去这一两年来，神的话，摩西借着摩西的话跟我们说了什么呢？
In the last 2 years, through the words of Moses, what have God told us?
还记得在感恩节的那一个主日 ，Gerald 讲到当创世纪第三章讲到人跟神的关系的破坏，使得罪进入了世界。
And during Thanksgiving time, if you remember, Gerald shared with us about the fall of man, and because of sin, because of the rebellion, sin entered this world.
还记得我讲了三次摩西击打跟磐石有关的信息吗
？Remember the three sermons I shared with you about Moses striking the rock.
我们的神他站在摩西跟磐石的中间，他吩咐摩西击打磐石。
And in the midst, in between Moses and the rock, he commanded Moses to strike the rock.
因为百姓在那样子处境里面没有水喝的时候，他们就抱怨神，他们就抵挡要杀了摩西。
In a situation when the people had no water, they threatened to kill Moses.
可是神竟然借着他自己要摩西拿那个审判的杖打在他身上，流出那个磐石破裂，流出水来。
And God himself actually commanded Moses to hit the rock, which represents himself, where water gushes out.
我们讲到这个摩西，他这一生磐石对他有非常奇特的意义。
And obviously, the striking of the rock has become a very unique time in Moses' life.
在哥林多前书里面，保罗来解释这一段经历的说，那个灵磐石就是耶稣基督。
In the book of First Corinthians, Apostle Paul explained to us that that rock is the rock of Jesus.
在旧约是一个救恩的图画。
In the Old Testament, is a picture of salvation.
当摩西拿着审判的杖击打在那个磐石上的时候。
When Moses raised that staff, the staff of judgment, and struck the rock.
我们看到在新约的时候，耶稣被挂在十字架上。
We see in the New Testament that Jesus was nailed on the cross.
当他为我们的罪被钉钉，用枪刺他肋旁的时候。
When he was hit by the soldiers.
他的肋旁流出水和血来。
Out of his body gushes out blood and water.
不论我们这一生怎么样的悖逆神。
However rebellious we are towards God,
以色列人在旷野的那一带里面四十年就再没有吵过水的问题。
And in those 40 years, the Israelites in wilderness, there is no more issue about water.
一直到了第二代起来，又再一次来吵过水的问题。
But in the second generation, there is another issue of the fact that they do not have enough water.
神他为我们挂在十字架上，他所流出来的活水供应我们一生的需要。
The blood and the water that Jesus shed for us on the cross, provided for our life.
从你信了主的那一天，这个活水跟着你到你的学校。
From the day you accepted Christ, this living water followed you the days of your life.
跟你到你工作的场合
To your school, to your workplace.
跟你进入你的婚姻，你的家庭
Into your marriage, into your family.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
这是摩西的传所传的律法
And this is what Moses' law is about.
还记得不记得我们也讲过米非波设的图画
And remember we talk about Mephisophel.
这一个瘸腿的这个逃亡的这个孩子，他竟然能够跟君王同坐。
This child who is handicapped actually can sit together with the king.
这是救恩的预表。
And this is the foretelling of salvation.
你还记得大卫牧师 Carrento 跟我们讲到哈该书里面人为什么家中会缺乏，为什么生活里面撒的种多，收的却少呢
？Remember, Brother David Carrento shared with us about the book of Haggai.Why people are lacking, even though they sow, but they reap little?
因为我们生活的重心的次序完全错了。
Because our emphasis and priority life are all wrong.
还记得前几个礼拜 Daniel 他来这里讲到那个沙番延提兔的所预表的福音的信息吗？
Do you remember Brother Daniel shared with us from the book of Zephaniah about the rock hyrax?
可是最重要的，我不知道我自己讲了这两年，我觉得最近有一篇非常重要的信息我讲了。
But it strikes me that there is a very important sermon in the last 2 years.
就是弥迦书里面讲到，我们如果依照世俗的忧愁，一定叫人死。
It is the book of Micah that if you follow the sorrows and the griefs of this world, it points to death.
可是你如果依照神的意思来忧愁，就会。就会生出没有懊悔的那个盼望来。
But if you sorrow in the Lord, that you will receive the deliverance.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
这是摩西的律法，神的话对着我们过去的提醒。
But this is the reminder from God through the law of Moses.
接下来第五节里面讲到仰望未来。
In verse 5, it talk about the future.
看啊，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes.
看啊，你注意，当圣经每次出现这一个字的时候，就是神要我们特别的注意。
Whenever the Bible says "see," it is that the Lord asks us to pay special attention.
在这里讲到 "behold," 你要看到那个大而可畏的日子要来了。
Here it says, "See or behold that you will see the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes."
什么叫做大而可畏的日子呢
？What is that great and dreadful day?
你有没有想过什么叫大而可畏的日子
？What is in your head about the great and dreadful? What does it mean?
我想最近几年来，许多的电影它都要试着拍启示录的影片。
In the last few years, there are some movies trying to.Dramatized the book of Revelation.
有一系列电影叫做 Left Behind.
There is a series called Left Behind.
可能你去看的时候，你会发现说，哦，有一天怎么世界上会乱成这个样子
？But in that movie, you will see the world was in chaos one day.
有一个很强大的势力要出来，他要统治全部人类的经济，所有的政治。
There is a force in this world that will control the economy and resources of this world.
我们都巴不得在那个大灾难来的时候，我们希望我们信主的人都能够被提了。
We really hope that before that day happens, we will have been lifted.
可是在这里讲到耶和华大而可畏的日子，比那个电影所讲的还要可怕。
But here, when the Lord said that great and dreadful day, it is more dreadful and horrible than what was depicted in the movie.
因为照着圣经的教训，我们知道，就算是那个大灾难的话，也不过是七年的时间。
But even in the Bible, it says the dreadful period is only a period of seven years.
可是这里讲的耶和华大而可畏的日子，那是在永世里面永永远远的审判。
But what here God refers to the great and dreadful day is that dreadful period of eternity.
这个我们中国人很难理解，或者这个到底是什么样的光景
？Perhaps it's very hard for us to picture what kind of situation on that day.
耶稣他跟他的门徒在讲到有一些将来的审判的时候，他曾经说过这样的话。
Jesus once said when he spoke to his disciples about the future.
他 他告诉他门徒说，如果你的有一个眼睛叫你跌倒，你宁可把它挖出来丢掉。
He once said, if one eye causes you to sin, pluck it out.
如果你有一个手一个脚叫你跌倒，你把它砍掉。
If you have one limb that causes you to sin, cut it off.
因为你如果只有一只眼睛一只脚残废着，你进到就能够丢因着一个眼撕掉一个眼睛一个脚而能够不进入地狱的话，强如你全身两只手两只脚可是这样进入地狱里。
It is better for you to have only one eye or one limb to enter into the kingdom of God than if you have all your limbs and all your eyes intact but enter into hell.
因为他那里说在那里那个虫是不死的，在那里火是不灭的。
Because in that place, the worm will not die and the fire will not be quenched.
耶稣讲的时候，那个时代的背景，在耶路撒冷的郊外有一个地方堆满了垃圾，堆满了很多臭腐臭的东西。
And in that place, in that period, Jesus' period, there was a place where there is full of rotten garbage.
那里有可能一些起了一些化学作用，所以那里有很多的虫，很多的虫，很多的细菌，而且那里有臭气、毒气，有火不断的在那里烧。
Perhaps due to some chemical reaction, there are a lot of odor, a lot of rottenness, a lot of worms there.
所以耶稣用当时的景象来警告当时的他的门徒说，那个地方你们都觉得很可怕，可是将来有一个地方比那里还要可怕。
Jesus used that place as an analogy, speaking to his disciples, but he explained that dreadful place that he is talking to is much more horrible than that.
中文的圣经那里翻译说是地狱。
In the Chinese Bible, its translation is hell.
地狱这两个字在翻译中文圣经的时候，中国是很难翻译的。
It is kind of difficult to really translate the essence of the word.
所以那个时候就借用中国人已经有的佛教的经典“地狱”这两个字来摆在这个词里面。
To borrow from Buddhist texts about hell.
什么叫做地狱呢
？So what is hell?
今天美国的孩子，我们生长在这里，你可能没有太多的观念。
Perhaps when you are born in this country or raised up in this country, you probably have very little idea what we are talking about.
我小时候我是住在一个台湾一个很乡下的地方。
When I was young, I lived in a village in Taiwan.
那个乡村里面，都是土地，可是那个很多的庙宇。
But in that piece of land, there are many temples.
我每天上学、下学、玩的时候，我常常会经过一些庙。
And every day I go and come back from school, I pass through all these temples.
我从小我的胆子就很大的。
And I was pretty bold when I was young.
晚上在那里玩什么游戏都是我在吓人，人家很难吓到我。
Usually I scare people at night, and I'm not getting scared by others.
可是每次我走过学校，走到那间庙的时候，我都很喜欢，不是很喜欢，就不自觉的，我就会站在那个庙的门口，站在那边看那个大门的画。
That usually, but at night when I walk to past these temples, I usually stand in front and look at those pictures in the front of the temple.
你知道那个庙的那个门很大的那个门上面画的门神。
Those are huge doors, and they usually draw pictures of the gods of doors.
那个不知道啊，每一个都拿个关公这样子看着你。
And they look kind of like.Very ghastly and very horrible.
我们先看了看看，先把呼吸调好了以后，我就走进去。
Once I had my breath under control, I enter into the temple.
我看到那个墙壁上就画了很多的一幅一幅的画。
And I can see many pictures drawn on the walls.
那个叫做十八层地狱。
And they called 18 levels of hell.
每一层有一点光景，就是你最坏的人要下到最深最深的地方去。
If you are the worst of the worst, you will go to the bottom of hell.
当我一个个这样子站在那里开始看过去的时候
，When I look from one level to another to another,
我发现我越看我的腿就动不了了。
And my legs are kind of like frozen.
你知道那时候是我第一次看到有叉子，今天我们吃饭的那个 fork 的那个东西。
And I see a weapon look kind of like a fork of today.
为什么我后来我到美国，我看到那个不知道，我不是到美国，后来再大一点，我看到吃饭的那个叉子，我有点害怕，你知道吗？
And later on, I actually got a little nervous when I see a fork when I was eating.
因为我那六七岁的时候，我第一次看到叉子的时候，上面是人挂在上面的。
When I was 6 or 7 years old, when I see the drawing of the fork in the temple, people are on top of the fork.
然后还有上刀山下油锅，我不知道你怎么翻，上刀山下油锅，要等着被炸下炸油条，这样炸。
Well, actually, English is come hell or high water. Come hell or high water.
而且在那里，那个那么多的人等着排队要去受刑罚。
And you can see many people were queuing up to be punished and judged.
可是后来我阅读圣经的时候，我觉得那个不是地狱。
But when I read the Bible, and I believe that was not hell.
因为在那里，你等着你要下去，你回头看，还有很多人在那里看着你，那个眼光很同情你。
Because in those pictures, you can actually see people lining up to hell, but there are people at your back, and they may look at you with compassion.
你看到前面的人受刑罚的时候，你还可以抓着你旁边的人，怕的要是几个人抓抱在一起。
When you can see the one in front of you, you know, getting the punishment, you can hold on to the others.
什么是地狱呢？
So what exactly is hell?
地狱是完全没有神同在的地方。
A hell is a place where there is no God.
地狱是没有人给你同情的眼光。
In hell, there is no one who will give you any compassion.
地狱是没有神的地方。
Hell is a place there is no God.
不是上刀山下油锅。
It's not come hell or high water.
请你听我再说一次，地狱是没有神的地方。
I want to say it once again. In hell, there is no God.
什么叫做没有神呢？
So what does it mean there is no God?
圣经说神是光。
Because the Bible said God is light.
所以地狱是没有光的地方。
Therefore, hell there is no light.
圣经说神是爱。
The Bible said God is love.
所以地狱是完全没有爱的地方。
In hell there is absolutely no love.
圣经说神是生命。
The Bible said God is life.
地狱是完全没有生命的地方。
In hell there is absolutely no life.
所以地狱是完全的黑暗，完全的冷酷，完全的孤单，完全的死亡。
In hell there is absolute darkness, there's absolute solitude, and there is absolute death.
如果你今天你决定了，你说我不要神，我就是不要神。
If you today you determine that I would do not want God.
有一天你的心愿成全了，怎么办？
And one day your dream is realized.
连一点同情的眼光都没有。
There is not even any threat of compassion.
你是永远的住在单人房里面，永远的悔恨。
You will stay forever by yourself in eternal sorrow.
这叫做耶和华大而可畏的日子。
That is called the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes.
怎么办呢？
So what are we going to do?
圣经这里说到，我要差遣我的先知以利亚要来给你们这个机会。
The Lord said, "I will send you the prophet Elijah, so that there is an opportunity there."
我盼望让你们呼召你们悔改。
It is my hope that I will call you to repentance.
你要注意，圣经里面每次讲到预言的时候，它基本上都有双重的意义。
When the Bible tells us about prophecy, there is also always a twofold meaning.
我记得有位神的仆人，他说到，就好像我们看那个山，有你远近的山先看到，然后在远的地方又看到山。
Is when we look afar, we see a mountain nearby, and then there is another mountain far away.
所以每次我们来理解神的所的预言的时候，它有可能有近处的实现，也有远处的实现。
So when we read the Bible and try to understand God's prophecy.There is a near reality, but there is also a reality a little farther.
比如说，圣经里面讲到说，我的圣殿要被拆，这个圣殿要被拆毁，可是有一天我要把它重建起来。
When the Bible said, "I will I would take down this temple, but in 3 days I will rebuild it.
那个近的实现就是历史上耶路撒冷圣殿几次被军队烧掉毁掉了。
The more immediate reality is that the temple of Jerusalem will be destroyed.
他们也被重建起来。
And they will be rebuilt.
可是在属灵的意义来讲，更远的我们看到，那是指着耶稣基督的身体说的。
In a spiritual reality that we can see, that is the body of Christ being rebuilt.
耶稣被挂在十字架上为我们死的时候，这个殿看起来好像被毁了，可是有一天他要再来，他住在我们的每个人的里面，我们就是他的圣殿。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross, it is as if the temple of God has been broken. But in the very near future, that body will be rebuilt.
所以我们刚刚讲到那么可怕的那个刑罚要来到。
So we just mentioned that dreadful punishment will come.
我们每一个罪都要在神的面前被审判。
Every one of our sins will be judged.
那怎么办呢？
So what are we going to do?
神有绝对的公义要审判罪。
God has absolute righteousness to judge sins.
可是他也有完全的慈爱要来使我们免去罪的审判。
But he also has his perfect kindness to forgive us of our sins.
所以这两个极大的矛盾在神的智慧里面他要怎么来解决？
But this apparent contradiction is how God works in us.
当耶稣在世的时候，
When Jesus was on earth,
有一次有一群法利赛人逮到了一个正在行淫的妇人，来问耶稣说：“你们他正在奸淫的时候被抓到，你说我们要怎么办他
？”Once a group of Pharisees grabbed a woman who was caught in the act of adultery and asked Jesus what to do with that woman.
还记得那一段经文吗
？Do you still remember the piece of scriptures?
耶稣要说：“你们可以拿石头打死他，他马上落入了。”杀人的这个罪。
Jesus could have said, you guys can stone her, but then Jesus will be kind of committing murder.
但耶稣说你们就放他走吧，没有关系，原谅他一次，他又违背了摩西的律法。
But Jesus could have also said, release her, there's nothing wrong with that, and then Jesus would have violated the law of Moses.
所以耶稣他在地上画字的时候，百姓们在旁边的人就说：“你到底说啊，到底要怎么办这个人
？”So while Jesus was drawing on the sand, the Pharisees said, "What are you going to do? What are you going to do?"
耶稣抬起头来说：“你们中间谁没有犯罪，可以先拿第一块石头打他。
”Jesus lifted up his head and told them, "Any one of you here who has not committed a sin, you can stone this woman."
圣经记得很有意思，说从老到小，一个个都走开了。
It was very interesting that the Bible described from the old to the young, one by one they left.
老人犯的罪一定比小孩犯的罪多。
Those people who are older probably committed more sins than those who are younger.
我们越有年纪的人，我们回想过去，我们越感觉我们真的是一个罪人。
When we are up there in ages, we reflected back and we would know that we have committed a lot of sins.
耶稣最后跟这个女人说了两句话。
The Lord Jesus said to the woman.
他第一句话说：“我也不定你的罪，去吧。”
The first sentence was, "Go, I will not condemn you."
我也不定你的罪，去吧。
I will not condemn you. Go.
这一句话讲的是在公义，在神的公义上面。讲的是神的慈爱，我不定你的罪。
This word would say on the premise of God's kindness that God would not condemn you.
接下来说，从此不要再犯罪了。
But then, and then immediately he said, sin no more.
这是讲到神的公义。
And this about the righteousness of God.
所以当耶稣在告诉这个女人不要再犯罪的时候，他顾到了公义跟慈爱同时的要求。
And then when the Lord Jesus said that, he took into account both righteousness and 公义跟
慈爱
and righteousness and kindness.
他不是只是说说就算了。
It's not just he's just say for the sake of saying.
因为两年以后
because 2 years later,
耶稣被挂在十字架上
when Jesus was nailed on the cross,
这个女人所有的犯奸淫的罪通通归到耶稣的身上
the sin of this woman,was born by the Lord himself.
当他被挂在十字架上的时候
When the Lord was nailed on the cross,
他在极端的痛苦的时候
，in extreme pain，
他说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我
？”He said, "My Father, My Father, why have you forsaken me?"
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我
？My God, My God, why have you forsaken me?
我前几次讲到，为什么有人问说，第一次他第一句话说，我的父赦免父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
But before that, first he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing."
他首先是站在神儿子的地位，向天父祈求说，父啊，你赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
He first said, as a son of God, interceding for his people to ask the Father to forgive their sins.
他们不知道他们犯的罪要受多大的审判。
Because they know not what they are doing, and they know not what the judgment is about.
可是这个时候，耶稣说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
But then the Lord Himself said, "My God, My God, why have you forsaken me?"
他完全从神儿子的地位变成了罪人的地位。
From the standpoint of the Son of God, he then turned to the standpoint of a sinner.
这一位从创世以来一直到永远里面从来没有跟神分开的圣子，在这一个时刻，他感觉到他的父永远的离开他。
This Son of God, who from before the creation has not been separated from God, now experienced separation from God.
他为我们尝了地狱的苦。
He has tasted.The punishment of hell for us.
在那个时候，他挂在十字架上的前三个小时，天色仍然是一样的大自然的白天。
And 3 years before, when he was on the cross, and even 3 hours before the death, the sky was no different than other days.
当他开始喊出这一句话的时候，天色都变黑暗了。
But the sky turned into darkness once he cried out.
那个时候代表着完全没有神的同在。
And at that time, it represents there is no presence of God.
没有光。
There is no light.
没有爱。
There is no love.
没有生命。
There's no life.
耶稣在那个时候就像摩西举起来的铜蛇一样。
And at that time, Jesus was like the bronze snake that Moses lifted up.
你认为你讲话，你讲谎话被人家抓到，在公众面前，你很羞耻吗
？Do you feel shameful when you are caught in the act of lying？
那个时候，耶稣就是背负着你的说谎话的罪。
At that time, Jesus bore the sin of your lying。
那个女人犯奸淫被人家看到的那个情况。
When that woman was committing adultery，
耶稣那时候挂在十字架上，他就是一个所有犯奸淫的。最邪恶的一个象征。
And when Jesus was nailed on the cross, he bore the sin of that woman and become the sign of that sin.
他站在一个羔羊的地位，承担了历世历代所有人的罪堆到他身上的咒诅。
He stood in the position of the Lamb of God and bore the sin of mankind for generations.
所以马拉基说，那个大而耶和华大而可畏的日子要来了。
Therefore, the book of Malachi said, "The great and dreadful day of the Lord comes."
可是我要差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
But I will send you the prophet Elijah.
又来讲到了预言的双重意义。
And again, I'm going to come to the twofold meaning of a prophecy.
这个先知以利亚是谁呢？
Who is this prophet Elijah?
我们马上看到当施洗约翰降生的时候
，Very soon we'll see the birth of John the Baptist.
四百年以后
，400 years later，
当撒加利亚在圣殿里面献祭，就是施洗约翰的父亲的时候，天使来跟他说话。
When Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, was offering at the temple, the angel said to him,
他说你的妻子要生一个孩子。
Your wife will give birth to a son.
他要有以利亚的心智和能力。
He will have the mindset and the power of Elijah.
他要来使父亲的心转向儿女。
He will turn the hearts of the fathers to of the fathers to the children.
哦，这不就是讲的，就是马拉基信的讲的预言吗
？Isn't this the prophecy of the prophet Malachi?
所以我们从近的预言应验来看，那是指的施洗约翰说的。
But for an immediate prophecy of Malachi, it points to.John the Baptist.
因为他来到世界上，他像以利亚一样，也是在旷野里面就出现了。他不跟当时的政治宗教的势力结合。
Just like Elijah, when John the Baptist came to this world, he was in the wilderness and he was not in any in any connection with the politics and the power to be at the time.
他敢指责当时的叙利王犯了奸淫的罪。
He was bold enough to point to the sin of King Herod.
就像以利亚当时他敢跟亚哈跟耶洗别的假先知挑战。
And it's like Elijah, he pointed the sin of Ahab and Jezebel.
可是以利亚他有他的软弱，当耶洗别说明天这个时候你看看我要不要找你算账的时候，以利亚吓得就跑到山上去了。
But Elijah also has his moment of weakness when Jezebel challenged him and he went to the mountains.
我记得我讲那一段的时候，那一段经文的时候，他跑到山上，我们分析了以利亚不吃不喝不睡的光景。
And I remember that I shared with you this story about Elijah fleeing to the mountain. He did not eat, he did not sleep.
而且他那个时候还告诉神说，你为什么要来找我？我难道没有比我更好的人吗？我不胜于我的列祖。
And at the time, the God told Elijah, why do you come and find me?
典型的重度的忧郁症的表现。
And this is a typical, depression.
施洗约翰也是这样。
John the Baptist is likewise.
他虽然非常的勇敢
，even though he was very bold.
可是当他被关到监牢的时候
，but when he was imprisoned,
他的信心也软弱
，and his faith was also weak.
所以这里我们讲到近期的以利亚，我们看到好像是施洗约翰。
So we can see from Elijah, we can see John the Baptist.
可是远程的来讲的话
，but in a far sight，
我们从更属灵的意义来讲的话
，in a spiritual sense，
今天其实历世历代神所用的仆人，都是要叫人的心回转来向神。
Over the generation, the Lord uses prophets to preach the message of repentance。
我们今天所有传讲神话语的人都像以利亚一样叫人悔改。
The preachers of today is like Elijah。Asking you to repent.
可是有一天，真正的那个以利亚的心智和能力，那个恩典和慈爱，那就是我们的耶稣基督。
But one day we'll have the real Elijah with the mindset and the grace, and that is the Lord Jesus Himself.
因为第六节说，他必使父亲的心转向儿女。
Because verse 6 said He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children.
因为这个他必使必定会成就。
And he said it's kind of like a sense of that he must, that he will accomplish.
这个就不是任何一个肉身的人可以做的。
And this is not something that the flesh and blood can do.
只有耶稣基督圣灵的工作能够使我们的心转向。
Only the work of Jesus Christ, work of the Holy Spirit, that will turn our hearts.
所以我们要讲到了第六节。
Now we come to verse 6.
父亲的心转向儿女。
Turning the heart of the fathers to the children.
儿女的心转向父亲。
Turning the heart of children to the fathers.
这是这一个世代里面，从近程的来看，这是这个世代里面的光景。
To look to the immediate future, this is the situation. This is the circumstance of our generation.
我接下来要从父亲的角度，就是父母的角度跟儿女的角度，我们来体会这一句话。
I'm going to share with you first from a parent's point of view.And then from a children's point of view.
我要用很多生活上的现实的例子来讲解这来体会这两句话。
I want to use some illustration from our life to explain this.
我要先讲在前面，我要先讲几句话在前面。
First of all, I would like to say this.
你听到我讲的例子里面有一些可能是你自己，你在你家里有的。
Perhaps one of these illustrations apply to you personally.
我希望我们以谦卑的心来在神的光中来反省自己。
I hope that in humility that we will reflect ourselves in the light of God.
不论是父母或者孩子。
Whether or not you are a parent or you are a child.
如果你是中间的，你又有父母，你又有孩子，那你可能讲的每个例子都在你身上都有。
If you are both a parent.And a child, then maybe all these illustrations apply to you.
在这个今年最后一年的最后一个主日的时候，我希望神的话能够光照我们悔改来到神的面前。
It is my hope that in this last Sunday of this year, that the word of the Lord will enlighten all of us.
我要从三方面来讲，为什么我们父母跟孩子的心彼此不在一起。
I will use three illustrations to explain why that as parents.Our heart is not with our children.
我们先讲父母的心，父亲的心要转向儿女。
First of all, we're going to share with you about turning the hearts of the fathers to the children.
首先，我们太忙了，我们父亲父母的心必须从忙碌中转向孩子。
First of all, we are always too busy, so we have to turn our heart in our life of busyness.
我们说今天忙，但谁不忙啊？而且越忙就表示我越有身份。
Perhaps we have the perception that who is not busy these days? The more busy I am, the more status I have.
而且我可以告诉我的孩子，让我孩子看到，你看做爸爸的，做妈妈可以为你们忙到这个程度，忙到这样，你们要孝顺啊。
So perhaps we can use this as an example to tell our children, you see how busy your dad and mom are, and you should honor us.
我不知道这个，我听到了这个故事说法，不是故事，一个例子是不是真的？
I'm not too sure whether this example is real.
他说有一个父亲，他正在上班，上到两三点钟的时候，突然接到他太太的一个电话。
And one day, a husband received a phone call from his wife while he was working.
他太太正在路上说：“你呀，赶快去接孩子，因为我的车死在路上，我不能没有办法赶到学校去。”
The wife told the husband that my car is disabled. You should go and pick up our child.
所以这个父亲就匆匆忙忙的赶到学校里面，到教室里面去找他的孩子。
So the father rushed to the school to find his child.
结果找了半天。找不到，都孩子到哪里去了？他就跑到那个 student 那个 office 去。
But he can't find his child. That's why he went to the general office.
结果他一查名字的时候，人家告诉他说：“你的孩子已经转到初中去了，不在小学了。”
So he found out that your child is no longer in the elementary school. He is now in middle school.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我没有说忙，真的，你孩子上哪个学校你都搞不清楚。
I mean, no matter how busy you don't even know which school your child goes to.
我也知道这个忙的光景。
And I actually have experienced myself.
当我以前在上班，在牧会，一直到今天，我都非常的忙。
I have always been busy, before I was working, and then I started ministering the church.
我记得有一次晚上我回家吃饭，我看到我们的孩子在餐桌上，那个时候他们还高中的时候，他们就在讲啊，很高兴。
One day I returned home and all my children are at the table and they were talking with a lot of excitement.
我就问他们今天什么事情啊?
And I asked them, what's going on today?
就 Karen 跟 Caleb 他们说，哦，今天，因为今天姐姐在学校打排球，他们是最后一场冠亚军赛的那个情形。
And then Karen and Caleb told me that earlier today, it was the volleyball championship match.
Oh, 他们讲那个本来姐姐那个队已经输了，到最后是怎么样子 ？Cassie 把最后一个球救起来，结果他们打下去，他们最后赢了。
And they were so excited, explaining that Cassie's team came back and then won the match because Cassie set a good ball.
我只能在那里用我的脑筋想那个我的女儿怎么去救球，怎么去杀球的那个光景。
At that time, I can only picture in my head how Cassie helped to win the match.
可是那个时候，我心里面有一个感觉，说我失去了一个很重要的时刻。
But at that time in my heart, I really felt that I lost a very precious moment.
我那时候很快的马上的反应，我就说：“那你为什么不告诉我你今天是冠亚军赛呢？”
Something instantly came to my mind that I said, Cassie, why didn't you tell me about today's match?
我孩子说我已经跟你讲过好多次了，我说讲了你都没有一次来。
Cassie told me, I told you so many times and never once you showed up.
我到现在今天，昨天 Coco 睡觉的那个房间，那个墙上还贴着那个 Cassie 当时的那个学校烫里面的简报，他们排球队的。
In one of the walls in one of the rooms, there was still that newspaper publication about that match.
我每次走过那里看到那个相片的时候，我就知道，我在我孩子他们很重要的活动里面，我失去了一些东西。
And every time I look at that piece of publication, it reminds me that I lost a very precious moment in my child's school life.
当然，从那个时候起，我就有警觉，我就问，告诉老二跟老三说，你们什么时候打球？请你告诉我，我尽量的会赶到。
And ever since that thing, I always remind Karen and Caleb to remind me again when there is something important in their school activities.
我深深的感觉，今天我们做父母的时候，在我们孩子成长的过程里面，有时候我们真的太忙，而且很有道理，我们可以没有办法享受一些孩子最珍贵的时间。
I really felt deeply inside that parents are so busy and so busy to explain with a good reason that they not participate in their child's life.
但是我很感谢神，神也给了我一个真的，这不是完全不是出于我的，可是却给我一个极大的恩典。
I really thank God, on the other hand, that God gave me this special grace.
那就是当我的孩子小时候，我们家学校就在我们家对面，这大家都知道。他们要出门上学的时候，我一定抓住他们，我跟他妈妈一定抓住他们，跟他们祷告完才让他们过马路。
Many of you know that their school is just opposite my house. But every day before they go to school, I grab them and along with mom, we always pray together.
后来当孩子上初中、上高中，他们分开的时候，我每天一定坚持我开车。送孩子到学校。
When they are in separate schools and that I have to drive them to school, I insisted that we pray in the car.
每一个孩子，我放他下车的时候，我一定在路上或者我开车的时间，我就要求他祷告，然后我祷告，不超过一分钟。
And before I drop each one of them off, and before I do that, I insist that they pray, and then I'll pray also.
因为我知道，如果他们没有父亲的祝福。我不让他们走
，because they know that without the blessing of the father, they were not allowed to be dropped off.
这几天我在那个学校门口，我以前摆他们下车的地方，我在那里散步的时候，我看到有一栋房子就在那个我放他们下车的地方。
And recently, while I was doing some walking exercise, I went to the school and saw this house in front of the school.
我发现那个房子，我注意到他们有一堵墙，因为他们那个从很小的房子，他们改建成很大的房子，可能都已经盖了十年了。到现在，从 Cassie 高中的时候，我就看他盖那个，他大概有一点钱盖一面墙，有一点钱盖一面墙，盖到现在还没盖好。
This house has been under renovation work for 10 years, but they just added a bit and a piece at a time.
可是那个还没有盖好的那面墙，那个板已经开始裂了。
But then the old portion of the house, we can see some of the sheet rocks already ripped open.
那个房子有平常房子的三四倍大。
This house was three to four size the original house.
我相信这个主人拼命的赚钱，拼命的积蓄，要盖这一栋房子，盖了十年没有盖好，那个墙已经裂了。
And I believe that perhaps the owner of that house was trying his best to make more money to make his house bigger, but During that time, the old house, the old portion was broken.
可是我的孩子这十年已经一个个长大，而且他们也生了孩子。
But in those 10 years that the house was being renovated by this owner, I see my own children growing up, and one of them already have their own children.
他盖这么大的房子要给谁住呢？
And he built that house, or he renovated that house, or make it bigger for whom?
父亲的心要转向儿女。
The heart of the fathers.Has to be turned to the children.
第二方面，我要说从接纳中转向儿女。
The next thing is to turn the heart in acceptance.
我们要接纳儿女的本相。
We have to accept our children as they are.
你自己生养的孩子，他可能的他的长相、他的智慧、他的能力，就是这个神给他预定的这样。
Because we have to accept as they are, the way they were born, the way they look, their wisdom, it is what God has given you.
你不要拿他跟隔壁的。人比较
，You cannot compare your own children with somebody else's.
你不要在你非常忙、非常生气的时候，你说出非常恶毒的话。
In your business, in your anger, you should not use abusive language.
最近有一个父亲来找我，他有一个孩子五岁，在幼稚园，老师告诉他说，我要跟你谈话。
Recently, a brother came to me. That brother has a five-year-old child, and then the teacher of that child said, "I have to talk to you." The little child, 5 years old, told his classmates that I want to end my life.
这个孩子的家庭，父母天天在家里面打架
and because that child's parents were fighting all the time at home.
甚至这个孩子他妈妈生气的时候说：“我恨不得没有生你，那个时候不要生你就好了。”
Actually, in anger, the mother told the child, I wish I had not been your mother, that you were not born.
你要在接纳中，你要在你的爱里面接纳你的孩子。
In your love, you have to accept your child as he is.
我相信这一个不是单一的情况，这一个家长不在我们教会聚会。
And this particular parent is not among us.
我们多少的孩子在成长的过程中，他感受到了父母不要他。
And many children have this feeling that their parents do not want them.
求神怜悯我们，我们做了很多，我们的口讲了很多伤害、恶毒、伤害我们孩子的话。
The Lord has a mercy on us because as parents, we may have spoken many abusive language towards our own children.
使父亲的心转向儿女。
Turning the heart of the fathers to the children.
第三方面，在饶恕中转向儿女。
The third is to turn the heart in forgiveness.
我们看我们的孩子很不顺眼。
Sometimes we look at a child and we were not satisfied.
我们小孩子也听一听啊。我们的孩子有时候有些孩子，你花你妈妈的钱，你爸爸的钱是理所当然的。
Sometimes we feel that our children spend our hard-earned money as a matter of fact.
你非要买名牌。
That you have to provide them with name brands.
你的一双球鞋比你爸爸妈妈两双、四双加起来还要贵。
That pair of sneakers is more expensive than all your shoes combined.
人家有这个手机，我要换一个更高级的手机。
Because they have their own iPhones, and you give them a better one.
父母的心也非常的失望。
So parents become disappointed.
花了这么多的钱，你什么都不满足，一点都不感恩。
The children were never satisfied and were never grateful.
所以父母的心就离开了孩子。
Then the parents' heart leave their children.
父母的心有个叹息，我不如，虽然没有讲出来，他觉得这个孩子简直是，我不原谅他。
And there was a sigh inside of them without saying it that I don't want this child.
尤其有些年长的父母感觉到孩子要我的时候，打个电话把我从大陆这么催的来，到现在不要我了，就赶着想要买票送我回去。
So perhaps many of you who came to visit your children from overseas, and you will feel disappointed that when they want you, they ask you to come over. But when they are impatient, they can't get you out of their house fast enough.
我们的心里面对我们的孩子不能原谅他们。
In our heart, we do not exercise forgiveness on our children.
神在这里说，让父亲的心要转向儿女。
The Lord said, turning the hearts of the fathers to the children.
如果我们在这样的痛苦里面没有神的话，不在祷告中饶恕他们的话，我们儿女，我们家中没有平安。
There will be no peace in our home if we do not forgive our children in the Lord.
儿女又要怎么办呢？
So what about you as children?
我要请弟兄姊妹看一节圣经，在路加福音第一章。
I want you to turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1.
第十七节。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 17.
路加福音第一章十七节。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 1.
我刚刚已经讲过，这个是当撒加利亚使者天使告诉施洗约翰的父亲说，你要生一个孩子，这个孩子他有以利亚的心智能力，行在主的面前，叫为父的心转向儿女。
That he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children. This is from the angels to the father of John the Baptist, Zechariah.
你注意最后一句话我还没有读，现在我要你看着，尤其孩子们，你们有英文圣经的时候，你要把这一句话 highlight 下来。最后一句话说，叫父为父的心转向儿女，然后说叫悖逆的人转从智人的义人的智慧。
I suggest to you with English Bible highlight this part: to turn the hearts of the father to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous.
叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧。
The disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous.
马拉基书里面这一句话是说叫儿女的心转向父母。
In the book of Malachi, it says, "Turn the hearts of the children to the father."
可是，在路加福音里面把这一句话换过来说，叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧。
But in the book of Luke, it says, the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous.
这里说出明一个儿女的对着父母的心转向是什么样的光景呢？
So this explained what is the, you know, what is like to turn the heart of the children to the father.
悖逆
disobedience or rebellion.
孩子们，你们是悖逆吗？
Are you being rebellious?
你们放了学回到家里面，你们对父母的态度是怎么样呢？
What is your attitude towards your parents when you come home from school?
一回家关到房间里面打电脑讲电话。
Once you return home, you go to your room, close the door, turn on your PC and start making phone calls.
你妈妈、你爸爸等在门口想要跟你讲两句话，你就是不出门，不出来。
And you refuse to talk to your parents.
爸爸妈妈准备的饭菜，请你出来吃饭，讲了叫了三遍、五遍，你还不出来吃饭。
And you refuse to come out after your parents call you a few times that dinner is ready. Dinner is ready.
早上你出门的时候，跟你晚上回来的时候，从来没有跟爸爸妈妈讲一句我回来了，我走了。
When you leave the house in the morning to go to school, it is like when you return.To home from school, you never said, I'm coming back to your parents.
你的父母好像是隐形人一样。
Your parents appears to be invisible.
你桌上的饭菜，你身上的衣服名牌，都是他们应该买给你的。
All those prepared meals and all those brand name products, you should get it as a matter of fact because you are entitled to it.
我劝所有做儿女的。
I encourage and I exhort all of you children.
你也很忙啊。
You are busy too.
求你从忙碌中转向父母。
But I ask you to turn your heart to your parents in business.
你有没有在接纳中转向父母呢？
Did you turn your heart to your parents in acceptance?
你嫌你的父母笨，对不对？
Perhaps you thought your parents were foolish.
他们的英文讲起来非常可笑。
They have a funny accent in their English.
他们不懂 Facebook.
They are clueless about Facebook.
他们看到我一上电脑，他们就紧张。
And they become nervous once I turn on my PC.
我吃剩下的披萨丢在桌上，他们还拿起来吃。
The leftover pizza that I did not finish, they actually pick it up and eat.
他们用过的 napkin, 他们还拿起来用。
The napkin that are left on the table, they actually reuse it.
他们每次都要跟我讲我年轻的时候怎么样怎么样怎么样。
They always tell me that when I was young, I did this, I did that.
烦死了，现在是什么时代？
And this is, you know, serious nagging.
亲爱的孩子们，
My dear children,
我靠神的话劝勉你们。
By the word of God, I exhort you.
你们的父母他们花了很多的辛苦心血来培育你们。
Your parents spend a lot of time, struggle a lot to bring you up.
你可以想象到80年代的时候，一个中国大陆出来的学生，那时候还没有开放，还没有改革的时候，一个人只能带$50、$70来到美国吗？
Can you imagine that in the 80s, a student from China came out of China to come to the United States?With only $50, $70.
今天，你一顿饭跟你朋友就用掉他们当时带出来的钱。
Today, one meal that you spend with your friends will cost as much as what your parents brought when they came out of the country.
第三，我们要在饶恕中转向父母。
Third, we have to turn our heart to our parents in forgiveness.
不要顶撞父母。
Do not oppose your parents.
要在主里面听从他们。
In the Lord, you obey them.
如果你的父母对你所交的朋友，他们有一点意见。
Perhaps your parents have issue with the kind of friends that you're making.
请你稍微忍耐一下。
Please be patient.
你巴不得急着要跟他结婚。
And perhaps you are very anxious to get married.
如果你的父母劝你稍微等一下。
If your parents exhort you to be patient,
尤其当你的父母关心到对方是不是信主的时候。
And especially if your parents are very concerned that whether your friend, your boyfriend or girlfriend is a Christian.
我求求你稍微能够等一下。
I plead with you to wait a little longer.
不要因没你去结婚了没有你父母的祝福。
Do not get married without the blessing of your parents.
一个没有父母所祝福的婚姻，他所受到的伤害是远远超过你能够想象的。
A marriage without the blessing of the parents, the damage that will be done will be far more than you ever anticipate.
求主给我们这样一个柔软的心，能够听从他的话。
Give us this softened heart that will listen to the word of God.
趁着还有机会的时候修复关系。
When there is still the opportunity, restore the relationship.
当你不能饶恕你的父母。
When you would not forgive your parents,
你的心里面一直记挂着他们的不是他们的错误的。
Your heart is still holding that grudge that it is the parents' fault.
你知道会对你造成什么影响吗？
What kind of influence will be on yourself?
我几个月前我跟一个年轻人谈话。
A few months ago, I shared with a young man.
这个年轻人他本来交了一个。我知道他长得很帅，他也交了好几个朋友，可是没有一个成功。
And this young man actually, you know, not very handsome, and he actually make a few friends, but it wasn't successful.
到最后这一段的时候，他眼看着他要结婚了。
At the end, towards the end, he's about to get married.
可是他们又分手了。
And then they separated again.
当我约他谈话的时候
，When I spoke to him.
我问他说到底怎么回事。
I asked the young man what happened.
他突然在我面前哭起来。
And he suddenly cried in front of me.
六尺三寸的孩子。
A 6'3" young man cried to me.
他说我现在知道我的身上有什么样的问题。
Now I know what's the problem inside of me.
他说我当我小时候我看到我的父亲一个女人换一个女人对我的母亲不忠的时候。
When I was young, I see that my father was unfaithful to my mother.
他说我心里面就恨我的父亲。
And I harbor a hatred against my father.
我从来没有原谅过他。
I have never forgiven him.
甚至他给我打电话我都不接。
And I actually did not pick up his phone calls.
他说我万万没有想到。
But never would I realize.
当我交了朋友的时候。
When I start to make friends,
我也是交了一个换一个，交了一个换一个。
I follow his example to make one after the other, exchange one for another.
因为这个孩子是在我传福音的一个信息上，他决志的。
And this young man, make his decision, to the Lord during one of my evangelical preachings.
我告诉他说，你知道神的话怎么说吗
？I told him, do you know the word of God?
箴言二十三章第七节说：“因为他的心怎样思量，他的人就是怎么样。”
In the Proverbs 23 said, "For he is the kind of man who is always thinking about the cost."
你的心里面一直不放过、不饶恕你的父亲，你每天所记留的就是那个恨。就是那个结果，这个你活出来的样子就是那个样子。
Because he never wanted to let go.He never wanted to forgive. That's why he lived out like that.
你要保守你的心胜过保守一切。
You have to guard your heart over anything else.
因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Because everything flows from the heart.
求神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
趁着我们还有机会来到神的话中，我们快快的悔改。
When we have the opportunity.To read God's words, we have to repent.
我们快快地饶恕。
We have to quickly forgive.
我们快快地放手。
We have to let go.
不要让那些苦毒、那些怨恨一直影响你，以至于你将来你自己的生活、你的儿女都受了伤害，你都不知道。
Do not be influenced by hatred. Do not be influenced by bitterness, so that your children will be affected too.
最后我要说，在这么重要的回转不是我们人可以做到的。
The last thing I want to say is this very important turning is not something that man can do.
但是我们必须要做。
But we must do it anyway.
因为耶稣基督他自己已经为我们做了。
But because the Lord Jesus Himself has already accomplished for us.
他来到这世界上，他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
He came to this world and for our sins He died on the cross.
他就是要使我们这些做儿女的，我们的心转向我们的父神。
So that as children of God, we can turn back to Him.
他成为中间的代求的人，他哀求父神的心转向我们的儿女。
He became our intercessor.And interceded with the Father to turn His heart to us.
耶稣基督已经成就了这一切。
The Lord Jesus has accomplished all these.
当他说父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
When He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing."
他知道我们的痛苦。
He knew our pain.
我们永远没有办法靠我自己的能力来归向我的父母。
By our own ability.We will never be able to turn our hearts towards our parents.
或者归向我的子女。
Or turn our hearts towards our children.
因为他们曾经虐待我们。
Because perhaps they have mistreated us.
因为他曾经背逆我。
Because they have been rebellious.
他不孝顺我。
Because they have not been honorable.
神的心意要我们的心彼此转向。
The heart of God is for us to turn to each other.
在这2010年要过去的时候
Before the year 2010 is drawing to a close
神的话提醒我们
The word of God reminded us
我们要回顾过去摩西的律法
We have to look back to the law of Moses
我们要仰望将来
We have to behold the future The God's judgment
我们要把握今天让我们父母儿女的心彼此转向
We have to grasp the opportunity to turn our hearts towards each other Children to parents, parents to children
更重要的是
More importantly
把你的心转向神。
Turn your heart towards God.
在人不能。
For man it is impossible.
在神凡事都能。
For God everything is possible.
请我们低头祷告。
Please bow our head in prayer.
主，我们靠你的恩典，我们再一次来到你面前。
God, by your grace, we gather in your presence.
你说的话我们都听到了。
The words you said, we have listened.
主啊，求主你补上你的仆人所没有办法讲清楚的地方。
Lord, we ask you to fill us up what we could not understand from your servants.
但是他的心意你知道。
But we know their hearts.
你的圣灵向在座的每一个父母儿女说话。
Your Holy Spirit is speaking to each parent and each child.
让我们关系能够和好。
So that our relationship can be reconciled.
让你跟我们的关系能够没有拦阻。
That there would be no hindrance between our relationship with you.
我们这样感谢祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We give thanks and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢 Brother King for today's message. 谢谢金牧师给我们今天的信息。